Today's recording is dedicated l'schus in honor of the Bachur the Bar Mitzvah, my cousin Pinchas Halevi Klein. May he grow to be a chassid Yerushalayim and a lamdan by his parents Eti and Meir Klein. We're very rapidly approaching the months of spring. Consider in your mind the order and the way that a tree blossoms. A bud appears. This seems to be the way that a tree manifests. But then the bud disappears in the bursting forth of the blossom. And one might say at first glance that the bud is refuted by the blossom. Similarly, later on, when the fruit appears, the blossom is also shown up in its turn as a false manifestation of the tree. And the fruit now emerges as its truth instead. Now, seemingly, these forms of the bud and the blossom and the fruit are not just distinguished from one another, they also supplant one another and are mutually incompatible. Seemingly, these three stages are contradictory. One completely supersedes the next. They seem to be three completely different stages that one has nothing to do with the other. They're mutually incompatible. Yet, if we think a little deeper, at the same time, their fluid nature makes them moments of an organic unity. This fluid succession of the stages of bud, blossom, flower, and fruit, even though they seem to be contradictory, really they're moments of an organic unity in which not only don't they conflict, but in which each is as unnecessary as the other. And this mutual necessity alone constitutes the life of the whole. The life of a tree is the organic unity of these moments. They are necessary stages. They seem at first glance to be contradictory. But this is the process, the life, the lebedekite, the vitality, the way that a tree is alive. This is the parable that Hegel gives to understand humanity's mental philosophic progression. The fact that humanity as a whole historically is continuously growing and maturing. And we look back at previous stages in history of humanity, and it seems like that the way that we think now is like a fruit compared to a bud, completely different, mutually incompatible. But if we think deeper, we understand that they're all moments of an organic unity, which is the life of all of humanity, which is the life of the sum total of the mind of man. And of course, Rav Kook, in his Hegelian style, explained that the same, of course, applies to the Jewish people as a whole. The story of the history of the Jewish people, the development and the revelation of the Torah of the Jewish people, as a whole klal. Even though, again, at first glance, if we look superficially, it might seem that the Jews of today are so incompatible with the Jews of the shtetl, who themselves are seemingly incongruous with the Jews that lived in the golden age of Spain, who themselves were completely different than those that lived in biblical times. But if we understand the secret of the life of a tree, the life of an organic whole, we understand that the bud and the flower and the blossom and the fruit are one organic whole. And so Rav Kook says, the Ruach HaUmah, the Volkgeist, the Ruach HaUmah, the development of the spirit of the nation, is one organic whole. And Reb Tzadik HaKohen from Lublin speaks about this many times in his books, The Secret of What the Gemara, the Talmud says in Gittin, Ein Adam Oymer Al Divrei Torah Elohim Kein Nichshol Behen, that on an individual level, it's impossible for a person to develop a relationship with God without going through stages. And those stages seem at in a superficial glance, to be mutually incompatible. A person that grows and has a deeper relationship, emotional and intellectual, with God is by definition going to go through what seem at first to be mutually incompatible hashkafas and stages of bud, blossom, flower, and fruit, and they seem to be superseding one another. And when we look back at our own lives, we see some things that we've done, stages that we lived through, that we seem to be embarrassed, that we were nichshol, that we failed, or even things that we did positively. We look at them now and we see that we were nowhere near what it means to have a relationship with Hashem. But Reb Tzadik says that on an individual level, that's the only way to be oymed al divrei Torah. The organic unity of our life is all mutually necessary to constitute our individual lives as a whole, the story of our lives as a whole, of our relationship with Hashem. And maybe that's the deeper reason why each and every one of us, when we first began our deep connection to God, when we turned to become a bar or bat mitzvah, we're called a bar mitzvah in the singular. Seemingly, the story of our lives will hopefully entail many, many mitzvot in the plural, many commandments. So why are we called bar mitzvah? But perhaps the deeper meaning is because we understand that each specific mitzvah, each stage of our life, each way we manifest our relationship with God is not just a stage. It's not just a moment. It's part of the organic whole of Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, of our relationship with Hashem, which should and has to be the story of our entire life as an individual, our entire lives as a nation, and the entire history of the world, which we will see when Mashiach comes, how every mitzvah in the singular was a necessary moment in the organic whole, which is the revelation of God in the world, which is Mashiach.